We shouldn't have to wait months to help people in the Northeast. We're going to do our best to finish that in the next 24 hours.
It's time for the Republicans to end their bills to nowhere. That's exactly where this bill will go. And to do something real. Just when you thought we might be coming together, we're going farther away. Plan B is send the bill to your children and grandchildren. They're proving, I guess, who they are. And I don't think they are all that.
Democrats slamming the Republicans, blaming them for the lack of funding necessary to clean up Sandy and to get the fiscal woes taken care of. That's the tag team of Senator Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Pelosi. Hey, everybody, it's not the end of the world. I guess we're feeling okay, aren't we? Kate Delaney, ATN, and it really, truly is not the end of the world. The Mayans did not predict that. They just wrapped up their calendar after a few 5,000 years, right? Or so, give or take. Lots of people descended on Chichen Itza, the Mayan world wonders in Mexico. Can't even buy a hotel room, no matter what kind of bribe money you have to shell out down there in the south. It doesn't matter. A lot of New Agers are there to see if this is it and the ground will shift in Asia as the day wraps up. It has not shifted, and I have a good feeling that I'm right on this one, that we will not see the end of the world, although it might feel like it when we swing into 2013 and we have nothing helping us when it comes to the fiscal catastrophe that awaits us. And it is a catastrophe. The reason is it's because we don't know. One, we don't know what's going to happen. Two, there's no way to really prepare for it. Even if you're great, organized, saving, doing this, doing that, you're still stuck with the question mark that hangs over you as to how much you're going to pay and what's going to happen. And who knows when that gets wrapped up. If you were waiting for a refund, the refund's probably going to take longer to get here. If you were hoping to spend it on a summer vacation and your grandchildren and whatever else, you might have to wait an extra couple of months for that to happen. The way the heel dragging continues in D.C., there's nothing definitive. And that's the bottom line. So who has the upper hand in this debate over what we need to do with the taxes and what we need to do with the cutting? Do the Republicans have the upper hand, or do the Democrats who are blaming the Republicans have the best card at the poker table? And I would have to say that Boehner's move to postpone the vote on Plan B would probably prevent, that would prevent tax hikes for everybody except the people making more than $1 million. In letting it sit there, not taking any kind of vote and waiting because not having the votes, the call-off probably means because they didn't have the sufficient amount of people, that the January 1st, that the House has already passed legislation to stop all of the January 1st tax increases and replace the sequester with a responsible spending package of cuts that'll begin to address the debt. So the chaotic day, the arm twisting, all of that amounted to not enough for Boehner. So they're going to wait and see. They're going to take a wait and see approach on the vote. In the meantime, the president in the negotiating may have the biggest upper hand. And the reason is because he's in the second term. It doesn't matter. It's about saying no taxes, no taxes. 250 is his number. Does he finagle at all on the 250? I'm going to say no. Are we looking at growing things pro pro-growth? Are we looking at tax reform? What are we looking at? I think that tax reform and entitlement reform and business growth would probably be high on a lot of people's lists, realizing that the jobs in some fields are very, very thin. And what's the reason for that? That's because of the confusion over what's going to happen with the Affordable Health Care Act as that starts to kick in. So now there's also questions about whether or not Obamacare should be repealed because of the crippling implications of how much it's going to cost. So we know we're stuck in this. We know we're stuck in the purgatory that the Catholics gave up. We know that's where we are sitting and waiting to see what happens. As that goes on, there are a slew of other things that are going on right now in your backyard and mine. The buzz, the conversation that we're all having, and part of that conversation that so many of us are having is over guns. And how do we feel about protecting gun rights, or how do we feel about getting rid of guns? The great equalizer, there are three things. Abortion, gay marriage, and guns make the top three, rounding out, really, the top five. And the action to do something about guns with gun control is heavy, heavy, heavy in the air in D.C., especially at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So does the promise of taking action and making gun laws stricter, does that happen and get pinned on Barack Obama? Or is the entire argument awash because there's not enough votes? Because there's no way across the board to get enough people to agree. And I think there's going to be a hard time of coming to a consensus, to getting enough people to say, yeah, pursue that course. I do. I think we're in a holding pattern, and we might be in that holding pattern for a while. With the video game lobby balking at being blamed for the mass shootings, with the discussion centering around mental health, with the conversation over banning semi-automatic weapons versus handguns all the way across the board, and then others saying, why cherry pick it? Let's just make it across the board that this happens. And the gun debate is going nowhere. This is what's going to open 2013, and my prediction is it closes 2013 with the Supreme Court looking. I don't think that's so far-fetched, and I don't have a Madam Cleo crystal ball to gaze into the future, but that's what it certainly feels like. We're going to start with it, and we're going to end with it next year. Right now, we're going to turn over to the flip side, or the B-side, for any of you people who still have albums. And isn't that always the best side? Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The Big Game Hunting Ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
The U.S. House of Representatives approved the final version of the annual defense policy bill. How much it was for? $633.3 billion in defense spending for 2013. That would ease limits on satellite exports, and it would actually provide more Marines for embassy security. In light of what happened in Benghazi, there was a big push to have that happen. So the Republican-controlled House approved the National Defense Authorization Act, as it is formally called, 315-107. It was a layup. But the Senate has to approve it, then it goes to the President to be signed into law. In the meantime, switching gears in a completely different direction, this is interesting because we do a cheap movie review, which is coming up here in our next segment. And a movie that's getting a lot of buzz is also creating a lot of controversy. You know what that movie is? It's called Zero Dark Thirty. And the reason it's getting slammed is for torture scenes in the movie. There are three senators who are furious and say this is not correct. I mentioned it the other day. The three senators include John McCain and also Dianne Feinstein, saying this is, you know, ridiculous, and she's the chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. The senators say that the filmmakers open the movie with the words that is based on firsthand accounts of actual events, and they say they give the implication that the CIA's interrogation techniques were effective in getting info related to a courier for Osama bin Laden, but that's not the facts. They say that's not the facts. This one movie is factual. So they go on, like John McCain, to say, look, it was a 10-year intelligence operation that was ultimately brought to the movies, making the argument for Catherine Bigelow, who says it's a 2.5-hour film. We used a variety of controversial practices and intelligence methods that were used in the name of finding bin Laden. And the film shows that no single method was used. Somebody told me that there's a little bit of a worry that there might be some kind of blowback for having this movie out there, that it will stir up a hornet's nest of people in the Islamic world. And you got to go with free media filmmaking, etc. And if a screenwriter writes a screenplay based on this, you know, a treatment, and Catherine Bigelow and crew pick it up and they get the green light and they move on it, I'm going to say it's pretty shrewd in how quickly she put it together, knowing that the Osama bin Laden thing would still have a little bit of life in it, and doing it after the election so nobody can use that as a push for the reason that Obama got elected. Speaking of getting elected, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said it's pretty clear he's considering running for president in the future after siding against it in the 2012 election. He said, "I wasn't ready to run for president this time. If it comes, I know that I will be ready for it more than I would have been this year." The Republican presidential nominee, Mitt Romney, in November, appeared to be out of touch with the concerns of average Americans. That's what Christie said when he was asked about the outcome of the election, saying that we've now lost two national elections in a row. We're not connecting with Americans on the issues that matter the most to them, and we haven't had the best candidates. And I think Romney's a good man. I was supporting him before anyone else, but he didn't connect with Americans. Woo! Chris Christie, not making friends with those comments. But looking at a 2016 presidential run, will he be popular enough in 2016? Or will there be lots of different candidates, and will they be spread out across the board? There's a good chance that could be what we see. Yeah, exactly. Pick the wrong time to run. I don't believe, and I don't know this. I mean, if he wouldn't be the vice presidential type of material. I just don't see Chris Christie in that role. But he was asked. He did do, as he said, I was out there stumping for Mitt Romney. But as he was doing that, I think, realized, ooh, I really want to be president. It's just not the right place right now. It's not the right place for me to do that. Otherwise, I would jump and I would be all over this. What he's going to have trouble with is really connecting with that 15 minutes when 2016 hits. A lot of people like Chris Christie's directness. This would be a shocker for those who ran with her. This ex-Olympic athlete who in several Olympic trials and then ultimately in Olympic events, she was pretty well-liked and very good at what she did. A three-time U.S. Olympian working as an escort, Susie Hamilton. She competed in the 92, 96, and 2000 Olympics. And Hamilton, since then, and before that, was booking engagements in Vegas, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Houston for about $600 an hour. And in fact, she charged $6,000 for a 24-hour period. She worked under a fake name, Kelly Lundy. And the mid-distance runner was trying to keep it a secret, and she's saying that was a huge mistake, and she owned up to her mistakes, saying she wasn't the victim, and I'm not going to take that route. I'm going to own up to what I did, and I didn't blame anyone except for myself. Ooh, so surprising. How many men realized who she was? I'm going to say not a lot. At the 2000 Olympics in Sydney, she led the women's 1500-meter final midway through the race, hoping to capture a medal in honor of her brother Dan, who had committed suicide the year before, but she started slipping back in the pack And then she fell to the ground. That was a famous clip from that Olympics. And she's been all over the tube and television in ads and Reebok, Oakley, and to name a few, Clairol. She was a 97 swimsuit calendar model, and she absolutely had more than her share of fame, but I guess it wasn't enough money. So she put herself out there and figured, I've got to get money for my family. At least that's what we're assuming anyway, that that's what she was doing. Three-time Olympic athlete. Wow. Acting as a high-priced call girl. What's going to happen with the New York Jets? They want to say goodbye to Sanchez, and will they say goodbye to Tebow at the same time? Tim Tebow was brought into New York as more than the backup, and he's really been relegated to the role of the backup. And now, with the way clear, most likely, the Jets are looking to trademark Sanchez. Then you've got Tebow, who would chomp at the bit to be part of the team. And right now, he's reportedly not on the short list to do that. So will the Jets part ways with him after the money that they've paid for the rest of the team? It seems as though they could, because they were going to use him in the Wildcat offense, but they're not really going to that. So Tim Tebow still on the roster, but in limbo, trying to figure out what he's supposed to do. Mark Sanchez guaranteed $8.25 million next season. Woo! $8.25 million. That is a lot of money to play football for a guy like Mark Sanchez, who is more like Dirty Sanchez. He's like a dirtballer. He cannot get this Jets team clicking on all cylinders. Cheap Movies, the review anyway, coming up around the bend.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Occasionally, it's a way to relax. It's a way to block out the world. It's a way to escape from your nagging wife or your nagging husband. Or it's a way to disappear so everybody's not bugging you, right? Or you just like movies. I like movies. Movies is the great escape. That's what it is. It's the great fantasy, the great escape, and a great movie does take you away. But there is an art to that. It's casting. It's a good script. It's the way it's shot. It's all of that. And I think especially casting plays a very big part in whether we disappear or we're disappointed. If you go and see any of the movies that I'm about to talk about, please shoot me a cheap little movie review at americatonight.net. Click on contact and let us know. And I'll send you a copy of my book if it's a decent movie review. Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Talk about a genre that they don't make very many movies of things in sports. They have some with sports themes loosely around it. But, you know, think of the best all-time sports movies. There have been some. But this, they kind of come out in bunches, like the baseball movies and whatnot. Top of the list has nothing to do with sports. It has to do with Jewish guilt. A Jewish mother, overbearing, worried about her son, who is focused on a project that he's poured his life into for 5 years. Barbara Streisand is one of the lead players in this one, and it's called The Guilt Trip.
Do you have any rooms available for you and your lady?
Andy, they have frog earrings.
Oh, dude, it's my mother.
Andy thought it would be an adventure.
It's only 8 days in the car.
Got my Walkman.
A Walkman? Do you have to get in a time machine before you use that?
It turned out.
Interested in a pilot thing.
You know, maybe another time when my mom's not here.
To be a real mother.
You notice anything different?
Yeah, you gamble all night and get drunk at 7 a.m.?
The Guilt Trip, rated PG-13.
All right, so you kind of get the idea there. As I said, Barbara Streisand is one of the big names in this for an older generation. Seth Rogen for a younger generation, because he's the son. Colin Hanks, also in this movie, and Adam Scott. Both of those guys are pretty good actors, and I like Seth Rogen, too. But this movie is bombing in the little sneak releases. It is just not doing well. PG-13, 1 hour, 36 minutes. About the guy, as I mentioned, he's going on a road trip of a lifetime. His mom goes with him, and it becomes like a whole big guilty thing and whatnot. Probably this might be a decent rental. Might be a decent rental for a few laughs. But I don't think it's let's go to the movie night for Streisand and for the Guilty Trip. This is let's take the kids, the grandkids, the nieces, the nephews, or just go see it ourselves, I think. It's called Monsters, Inc. You'll get the gist. Take a listen.
For the first time in 3D, Monsters, Inc. returns to theaters for the holidays.
What can I say? The camera loves me.
Get ready to take the ride of your life. Disney Pixar's Monsters, Inc. 3D, December 19th, rated G.
All right, so Monsters, Inc., you know, it's about this little monsters. It's a Pixar thing. And what it, I'll give you a little bit better of a synopsis. It's the largest scare factory in the world. And the top kid scarer is James Sullivan. And he is an intimidating monster, if you will, with blue fur, large purple spots, and horns. And John Goodman, the voices are John Goodman and Billy Crystal and Steve Buscemi, and Mary Gibbs is also one of the voices in it. It's 1 hour, 32 minutes. They keep kids' movies kind of short. And it's interesting because what happens is scaring children isn't such an easy job for the monsters because they believe children are toxic and that the direct contact with them would be catastrophic. So there's some funny little things, and I'm not even doing it justice, that are part of these movies. They're actually quite clever. This is a 3D movie, however. 3D, I'm not crazy about 3D. It is what probably the whole future is going to be. It's now selling you higher price tickets and getting the glasses and everything else. Charles in charge, you have a daughter. Do you like 3D movies? So I bet you've been to a ton.
I do, but Haley does not like them.
Oh, she's like me. She doesn't like it?
She doesn't like to put on the glasses.
I don't either. They give me a headache. They don't give you a headache?
I wear glasses.
I wear glasses, so 3D is no big deal.
I'm experienced with the glasses.
All right, so that may be one that you go and catch. Besides Monsters, Inc., and by the way, Charles looked this up for me, just so you know, Monsters University is coming out on the 21st of June. So they were doing the prequels, and that's, there you go, Monsters University. And that is going to be a big hit probably, once again, because summertime is always big for kids. Tom Cruise is back in a movie. This one is getting a lot of play on the tube. It's called Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher, ex-military, Silver Star, and a Purple Heart. He's a ghost.
Why are you here?
I made a promise.
On December 21st.
Beg for your life.
They're like a cancer. Corruption, intimidation, murder.
I'm gonna bury him.
If he's coming for you,
Mr. Reacher,
you deserve it.
I'm coming to get you.
What say winner take all?
Jack Reacher, rated PG-13, December 21st.
All right, so you heard the release date, and that's it. The date is here. And he's a gunman who lives with, you know, he lives with six shots, basically, is what the deal is. And the evidence points to the guy in custody, and the suspect has a note that says, get Jack Reacher. So there's this chase. There's a chase for the truth. And it actually looks kind of interesting, but it's a long movie. 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Did you say rental?
Yeah, this could be a good rental. It could be. Richard Jenkins is in it. Great actor. Robert Duvall. I like Robert Duvall. Cruise, I'm iffy on. I like some of his movies, but I can only take so much Cruise. This is probably, as Charles says, a good rental. I wouldn't spend the $9. Honestly, I wouldn't spend the $9 for this. I would wait. Now, this movie, I love, 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 love. Let me say it again. Very funny, very clever. Paul Rudd. The movie is called, and it's a Judd Apatow production, and he's brilliant at pulling these people together. This is 40. Take a listen.
Did you ever think marriage would get easier?
You've been in here for like 20 minutes.
Stop treating me like a child.
No, it gets harder. Much harder.
You're on the computer too much. You need to get outside more.
You could build a fort.
But kick the kid.
You don't need technology.
No technology.
We have to make a choice and make things different.
I love you because you're the fighter. One person in a relationship's got to punch.
Let's just get happy.
You know what I brought? I'm cookie.
I don't put anything.
I think this room has rodents.
I just saw it.
This is...
So, you know, some of this stuff is pretty obvious. Long-time marriage, hit a certain plateau, and getting beyond the plateau. This is 40. It's the expanded story of two characters who were part of Knocked Up. So how are they dealing with life? Leslie Mann is in it. Paul Rudd is in it. Albert Brooks is in it. Megan Fox is in it. And definitely this will be a good rental if you watch the first one. Might be okay to go and see it at the movies. Could be a slow week at the movies, except for Christmas Day is always a jam-packed day for the movies, at least later in the Christmas Day. It gets that way, Christmas Eve or Christmas evening and whatnot. So the 2 days or 3 days leading up to it, the movies aren't quite as crowded even on an opening night, unless you have no company in town, all your baking done, Izzy, no grandchildren or children or others to worry about, and you just kind of run out and go see a movie if you really, really want to see it. So it could be a good chance to catch up on like a Skyfall or something else if you don't like any of the movies that I just mentioned. And then there's some other movies that are coming out, like Zero Dark Thirty, that I think is going to be intriguing. And that's a long movie. That's 2 hours and 37 minutes. We'll review that coming up. I have some good inside scoop on that. And then there are a few others, like The Impossible is supposed to be a decent movie. And that's coming out in a couple of weeks. So, of course, The Hobbit's already out, and people are raving about The Hobbit. It's made a ridiculous amount of money already, and that's going to continue to make a movie, and it's going to continue money, rather, and it's going to continue to be popular. Probably a lot of lines at Christmas time. Hang with us. We're heading for that final gate. Catch up with us here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Walks early down the street with a great blue and hollow. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the way, the bullets rip to the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Eight, we're gonna get to two. Another one bites the dust.
So far, that hasn't happened. So much for the end of the world. The Mayans just put together a calendar. Can't we all come to grips with that? As we make the final turn, we got a few things that we're going to talk about here, including some of the snail mail that you sent us. We're going to go to that in just a second here. But before we do, let's head out to our pal Stacy in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how are you doing?
Hey, girlfriend, you know I listen to you. Anyway, the guy that was just talking and everything is about, the show and everything they put on. Mm-hmm. I remember it back in the 80s. I forget what 80 what it was, but it was Motley Crue. It was about 20 of us went to see it in Jackson, Mississippi, at the Coliseum. It was Motley Crue. And the drummer was, I don't know what he was on, but anyway, I ain't talking about drugs. I'm talking, well, that I don't know either. But anyway, he was like going around playing the drums, flipping upside down all the way around the Coliseum playing the drums. And
wow.
And about a show. I mean, it was wild.
Well, that would be wild.
It was something I was nervy. He comes straight over the top of our heads and everything flipped upside down playing the drums. It was something I'll never forget. I've still got a T-shirt of it from then, is which my brother does too, and we packed them up and kept them. We never wore them or anything from Motley Crue. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. There's still some members that tour that will go out and play certain events. And absolutely, they were mega popular. And the thing with the Rolling Drums, though, boy, I never saw that. I saw a couple of their shows, but I didn't see that same show. That's cool. That would be wild to see that.
He come up off the stage. He was playing the drums on the stage. And all at once, he rose up in the air. He was like, what in the world is going on here? He go like 50 foot high. Then all at once, he started going all the way around. And this Coliseum in Jackson's pretty big. And he went all the way around the whole Coliseum, spinning. He was upside down playing the drums, flipping over and over. All the way around. If anybody's listening was there, I mean, they see it. It was unbelievable. And the show is, I'm from the old school reggae rock and roll. Nowadays, there's nothing but rap, that bunch of crap, I call it. Sag your britches and listen to rap. But anyway, that is one of the best shows. I've seen Bob Seger. I've seen ZZ Top, Bob Seger. I wouldn't know where to start, but
very cool.
Motley Crue was the most unbelievable show I ever seen.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you on Motley Crue. There are a lot of Crue fans that come out. Thanks, Stacy, for sharing that. If we went into concerts, boy, I certainly have been to a lot of concerts at one point in my life, and somebody asked me who's the one time, and that's why I thought it'd be fun to have him on. What's the best band, pound for pound, that I've ever seen? And I'd have to say the tail end of Genesis. I saw the tail end of Genesis. It was one of my first concerts ever, and it was just amazing. It was amazing. Everybody was there. All your top dogs were there. That all went on to solo. Three went on to solo careers, and it was a great show. Where it just, I'm saying that you had, drum solos you wouldn't believe, and it was an extra long concert. It's just terrific. All right, let's move on to the mailbag.
Mail.
All right, we got mail. That means we're still kicking. That means it wasn't the end of the world. New Agers, I hope you're having fun in Mexico and your ticket didn't cost too much to get there. I hear there's, absolutely no place to stay. So I did get a couple of quick notes about the end of the earth. Bill in New Mexico says, Kate, I love, 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 love your show. I'm glad it'll continue. It's ridiculous that anybody would join any kind of a cult and say they believe in an old dusty Mayan calendar and actually think it's the end of the world. People must have too much time on their hands. Then this one from Jake in Austin. Jake says, hey, Kate, I'm hearing you loud and clear all week long, and I got to tell you, I totally believe that we're going to hear you next week, too, because I haven't seen any indication that the Earth's crust is falling apart, and we are going to be nothing but dust to dust, if you know what I mean, girlfriend. Here's one from Aaron, who says, I got to tell you, the end of the world has definitely brought on a big party. We are having a big party coming up a little bit later in the day, December 21st. Woohoo! An extra day to partay. I cannot believe that anybody in their right mind thinks that we're going to see the world blow up because of a Mayan calendar. But I'll say it again, it's another day to party. Yeah, it's definitely another day to party, I guess. It did make for interesting conversation. I think the end of the Mayan culture calendar is crazy to think that calendar's been around for so long and now it's done. That's it. Boom. It's over with. That to me is, I think, kind of intriguing because it's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. What is it, 5,125 years, something like that? That's amazing. 5,125 years. End of the world? Yeah. I think some of us still have a few things we hope that we'll be able to do before before the end of the world. So we really pray that after the 21st, it's not just on our side of the world that things go away. In Asia, it's coming and going and nothing's happening. All right, this from Gary, who says, wow, I can already see it. Biden trying to take all the guns out of everybody's hand. What a mistake, Kate. It's not the metal that kills. You and I both know that. It's people who kill. And people will find other ways to kill each other if it's not with the guns. I know that there are some anti-gun people who listen, and they laugh and get upset and say, oh, that's ridiculous. It's the weapons. It's the weapons.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
But really, it's not. Yeah, there he is. But really, it's not the weapons. It truly is the people. How can we deny it? You look at the statistics, and they are definitely there. If we were to take all the guns away from everybody, if that would even be possible, which it's not, but I'll play the game, that doesn't make us any safer. Trust me, the bad guys will still get the guns. They will still get the guns. Then this one from Bob, who says, hello, America, tonight. We've been talking a lot about the pro-gun people and the anti-gun people. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I have to say, you see the tiny faces, the lives ripped apart and destroyed, and it just makes you sick. And you want to do something, but gun control, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on the whole gun control thing, except for that I saw a letter that was published somewhere from one of the relatives of one of the young victims that said to the president that only the police and the military should get guns. If people want to do it as a sport, can't they go to a range and the guns wouldn't be able to leave the range? Yeah, that's not what it's going to be. It's not going to, that's not going to happen. The
considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.